From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome to Beers with the Brewers. This is the Thursday, November 19th episode. We'll be talking about Mr. Balloon Hand's triumphant return on the podcast this week. Got myself, Mark, Dan.
Ahoy.
Chris.
Hello.
And Walt.
Hey.
So this time, Mr. Balloon Hands is back, and he's a tart ale with cranberry and cherry. Tart, cranberry, and cherry. There's your four bullet points, which are only three this week, but
I like to keep it succinct.
You got any chili or taco over there?
Yeah. What you're going to want to do is take a taco and then open a can of this and drink it while you're eating your taco.
That's a... It's a bold strategy, Dan.
On the chili front, I do think you could empty one of these into your chili pot, and it would do some things.
Again, another bold strategy.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I mean, I'm just riffing here.
I mean, if we want to keep it seasonal, you could do a Thanksgiving leftover turkey or burrito. I mean, your taco or whatever it is.
chili Jesus food. Christ.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying get a tortilla and put your leftovers in it, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. All of them?
Stuffing base, yep. A little turkey on top, salsa, and then you chase it all down with the Mr. Balloon Hands.
Your turducken gordita, I think, is the way to go.
Yeah. Oh, I think Taco Bell is coming out with one of those next week.
Yeah.
Well, that definitely elevates the pairing quite a bit. We'll see if the city's closed down next week or not. But as of right now, Walt, do we have some things going on down at the beer garden?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things. Trying not to plan too much, not knowing what the future holds for us, or I should say the immediate future. But this Saturday, that's the 21st, Ohio State's top 10 Indiana. They're not playing in the beer garden, but... it'll be showing the beer garden. I don't think it's a regulation size field out there, but come down and watch out with us at noon if you want. Have a beer or two, have some rares. Should be a good time. Stick around for the late games if you want. Also, Crew. Oh, yeah, Crew. They're playing Saturday at 3:30. It's a playoff game for the Crew. Moto Yoga Sunday morning. So come out, stretch out with them. Check out their social feeds for info on booking that. Should be a nice weekend. And then Browns Raiders have won on Sunday. The Browns are still in contention. We haven't mentioned the Bengals in a long time on this podcast because I think their season never really started. Mm-hmm. But we'll have the Browns game on at 1 on Sunday. And, trivia going down on Tuesdays, weather permitting. And then, again, shout-out to our great food trucks who join us every week. Street time on Mondays. They do burgers and the like. Two Fat Indians here Wednesdays. New truck on Tuesdays. Tortillas here for all your Taco Tuesday needs. I don't know if they have a Thanksgiving themed taco or burrito, but hey, why don't you come down and find out? And then, as always, our friends from Rares are open Thursday through Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Now, it's not available at the Land Grant location, but... I believe it is available for pickup at the Clintonville location.
That's a good call, yeah.
And then also Maxtown. Any of you guys getting your Thanksgiving from Ray Ray's this year? I am planning to pick mine up at noon on Thanksgiving Day here in Clintonville.
I got vetoed. I'm not happy about it, both because it means I don't get the smoked bird and also because I actually have to do work now. Yeah. Mm.
There's some traditionalists out there that want to stomp on my fun.
I was going to say, it sounds like your Thanksgiving household is similar to mine, in that if any of the traditional dishes are deviated upon in any way, shape, or form, my sister has a complete and total breakdown, and it's not good. So we just don't let that happen, and we make the same things every single year the exact same way.
Well, it is definitely exceptional. We had it last year. I think once you got about 50 or 60 Thanksgivings in you, a little variety is not a bad thing.
Well, you know, my sister's got about 34 of them in, and we're gonna just ride that.
Yeah. There's still time for her to mix it up, you know?
I do always find it hilarious, the people who have that one thing that they can't have Thanksgiving without. And what I've found, it's typically not the best item on the menu.
It's never the turkey. I don't think most people actually like turkey, is what I've gathered.
If you get the Ray Rays, you can change their mind real easy. It's on.
Real question here. Have you ever asked anyone what their favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal is, and they've said the turkey?
Only since switching to Ray Rays. Last year, that's all everybody talked about was, oh my God, why have we been wasting our time cooking turkeys all these years?
Well, there you go.
That's Mark and Ralphie's dad. That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's the original turkey fiend for sure.
You're gonna get worms.
Now, what's your favorite, Walt?
Mashed potatoes.
No, can't go wrong with mashed potatoes.
No. Yeah, it's winter. Well, but I like it. I mean, I like the stuffing. I like green bean casserole, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cranberry sauce fan.
I can dig some.
Though maybe this year I'll sub in one of these beers for the cranberry sauce because it's pretty good.
Yeah. What about you, Chris? Got a favorite?
I am a. I like to put everything in a bowl, you know, like mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing. But if you have to pick like one, I would say I like stuffing, and I'm actually partial to stovetop stuffing. That's what I grew up with. Uh-huh. And I can eat like a whole bowl full of it. It's amazing.
It seems like that's a strange dried food that actually turns out very good.
Yeah. No, like, the first time I saw it being made, I was like, really? This is...
Doesn't seem right, does it?
No. But it's pretty good.
Dan, what's your favorite?
I will say that I am actually a fan of the bird, since I go for the dark meat. Well, you suckers go after the white meat. But
oh, yeah.
My pops makes potato rolls that are about the size of a softball. He puts a pat of butter, rolls it into three little potato balls, and puts a pat of butter in the middle, and then they bake up into this massive thing. They are fantastic.
Wow. Sounds like you can't go wrong with that.
That sounds pretty good.
And he only does it once a year, so it's a thing.
That's cool. Well, I would have to say, Dan, we do have some dark meat lovers in my family as well, but you only get the breast with Ray Rays, but the smoked version makes up for it.
Yeah, white meat can take its dryness and stay the hell out of my Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Stay the hell out of my face, white meat.
I'm a dark meat guy. I like my my turkey drumstick.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Yeah, that's a good point. There will be no drumsticks this year. Oh, boy. I'm probably going to get in trouble. But since, you know, we're only going to have four of us. Yeah, what do you do?
We'll leave one out on the step for you, Mark. You can come by and scavenge it on Thanksgiving night.
It was a good call. Just walk back down High Street. Yeah. Heftina.
It'll be like the Renaissance Festival.
That's exactly what I had in mind when I thought of that image. Why don't we talk about Mr. Balloon Hands?
Why not?
Sorry, I'm pouring. I don't know why I can't pour.
It's good audio. This is an ASMR podcast now.
Oh, yeah.
So, this iteration comes in at 4.7% ABV, 12 IBUs, with just a scant amount of tetanang, as is usual in our sours, and the usual 75-25 mix of Pils malt and white wheat. And other than that, I think we did like around 1.25 pounds of cranberry cherry puree per gallon. That's nice with assertive fruits like this. You don't have to throw quite as much at them, particularly in a lighter beer, for them to pop through. As you can see, it comes through on the head with that nice pink head on it. And it's pretty beer. Pretty beer. Pretty beer.
It is.
It is gorgeous.
I think it finished around... somewhere between 3.2 and 3.3 on the pH, although as I'm learning more, that doesn't really entirely give you an indication of how tart it's going to be. But it's nicely tart.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too much.
I think it just gives that cranberry just a little bit more, and I like it.
And I think we did 3-1 tart cherry. Or was it sweet cherry? We'll say tart and sweet cherry to cranberry, because as people know, if you just eat cranberries, they are bitter AF. That's why in cranberry sauce they add a ton of sugar to it to make it palatable. So they do bring a nice, you know, there's that astringency kind of dries your palate out. So they found a place here, and yeah, I'm digging it. Last year we did a similar ratio with raspberry jamble, and I think with all of our fruit beers, most of the brewers agree that they just work better as a sour beer. Just because in your brain, when you get that bright acidity, it says fruit, that you need that bright acidity to balance out the sweetness of the fruit.
And a tartness that I think is expected anyway in these two fruits, as it is.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Definitely makes it more drinkable. I don't know. You can have it at least appear a bit sweeter and drink more of them than, we'll say, a non-sour beer.
Mm-hmm.
Nice balance.
How crushable is it, guys?
Quarantine edition.
There you go.
I'm going a 5. I think it's a highly crushable beer, no doubt about it. It tastes like a cherry icy sort of in a good way, and I like it. And I'm going 5.
I'm a 6. I think this turned out really well, and this will be in my rotation as the Turkey Slayer on the big day. Probably won't actually have 6 because I plan a lot of beers around my Thanksgiving Day meal, but this will be one of them.
The Turkey Slayer.
It reminds me of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right? That was probably the first cranberry Thanksgiving-themed beer that we had.
Yep.
And it was delicious. On tap
only. Maybe will we revisit that next year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I go 6 this week. Why not? I can't let you drink that last one by yourself, Dan.
Oh, mine is 6.
Oh, look at this. We might have a 6 crusher. I mean, verdict's still out.
It's
though.
A 6 crusher.
Bam, Chris is in. Yeah,
this is going to do such a solid job ripping through all those big foods you like to eat on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's just going to... Oh, it's going to be awesome.
It's kind of funny. Ordinarily, I'd say you should have at least 5 before you go see your extended family. But since we're not allowed to see extended family now.
I thought you were going to say you should have at least 5 before you have 6.
Well, that it works in that succession.
It is solid logic right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, breaking news. This is a question from a listener this week.
Oh, boy.
When you control the mail, you control information.
This is from Brandon King. He reached out to us via cheers at landgrantbrewing.com, our email address. Great way to find us.
I'll throw this out there. So with our newest website, it finally has a dedicated Beers at the Brewers page up there. And you can find all the old episodes there, subscription links, all that fun stuff. And also, if you... don't know how to email or send us stuff via social media, there's now a little handy dandy question form right there.
Submit
a question via the website if you so please. So head to landgrantbrewing.com. There's a podcast button there in the navigation. Or if you want to save yourself a click, you can go to landgrantbrewing.com/LGU, as in Land Grant University. So that's there, and it's there for you to ask us questions.
That's awesome. It sounds so easy. Maybe I'll ask us a question next week.
Oh, maybe you should, Mark.
Right. Hey, team, Brandon King says. Long-time listener, even longer-time drinker. I can appreciate that. curious how you choose the flavors when making variants of your beers, i.e. this cranberry cherry balloon hand. So he was already looking forward to this one, or maybe got it right when it came out last week. Is it purely what's in season, or do industry trends and personal preference play into it as well? Love the podcast and the beer. Keep up the good work. From Brandon.
Thanks for the question, Brandon.
Probably has a heart of gold. Well, what goes into some of your fruit selections back in the brewery?
Now, when we're picking flavors, typically we do look at what's in season, because we do like to have the freshest ingredients and all that jazz. But we're also looking at what might be different or what might sell. Or in this case, we knew we wanted cranberry, and then it was cranberry doesn't work alone in this beer. It would be weird. And as Dan says, possibly bitter AF. Mm-hmm. So got to have something to go with it. Last year was raspberry. I thought it was really good. This year we did do cherry and tart cherry and as sour. So it was kind of like, let's lean into that pretty hard, that sour aspect, cranberry sour. Tart cherries are sour. Sour beers are sour. So we kind of lean into that. But as far as, let's see, we've done Bramble Jamble. That was kind of already, the blend was already made. It's the same blend that we used in Jenny's ice cream. But we also really like, we typically choose a fruit that we like and want to kind of feature, and then we add something else with it. It tends to make a more full flavored beer and a beer that holds up a little longer and a little longer as you're drinking that pint. You don't get overwhelmed by just one fruit. Yes. So there you go.
Well, it definitely is refreshing and not overwhelming on this one. Well, thank you so much, Brandon, for the question, and thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah, we might be back next week. We might not. We haven't decided yet.
We'll be back. We'll give you some kind of Thanksgiving episode for sure.
Mm-hmm. For your big drive from one room of your house to the next room for your big Thanksgiving celebration. Over the river and through the woods to the other room you go.
And Walt lost it. There you go. You got to hear it live, everyone, or recorded.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, hey, we'll talk to you next week, and have a good weekend.
Yeah. Yep. Cheers, everybody. Be safe.
Cheers.
All right, then.
Bye. Bye.
Close his guide, Mr. Balloons, with the balloon hands. No way, Norway, get real. But those things.